Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 67 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. In this episode of Barbecue City Guide, where I talk to a barbecue expert about where to go if you have 1 or 2 days in a specific city, I talk to Chase Colston from the Red Dirt Barbecue Festival, among other things. And first off, the Red Dirt Barbecue Festival, he gives information on how to, he talks all about it and then gives information on how to get tickets. They sell out extremely quickly. It already happened. Tickets will go on sale in a number of months, but he gives detailed information on how to do that. I'll put links in the show notes. He's a wealth of knowledge on East Texas barbecue, and you can tell that he's friends with a number of the owners of these barbecue joints, and it gets jokey and fun, but in the end, he's dead serious about barbecue, and he tells you what to get at these specific locations and what to look out for if you're trying to locate the different locations, because some of them are off the beaten path. If you're liking these, please subscribe. That way you can get all the back episodes. I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But enjoy this. Good morning, Chase. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Just wanted to get in with you, talk about the Red Dirt Barbecue Festival, but especially I want to talk to you about East Texas and kind of a barbecue guide as to where to go if you have a day or 2 days, or if you're just going on a barbecue run to East Texas. Where should you hit? Absolutely. Where should you not miss?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, I mean, if you know, start right here in Tyler. You got to start with Stanley's. Stanley's is kind of the barbecue restaurant that, you know, led me to start doing what I do. And you know, I've known Nick Pensis and Jonathan Shaw, the pitmaster, over there for a long time, and they've really established something really cool at Stanley's over the past, you know, 10 or so years that the Pensises have owned it. And it's just, you know, people always kind of say it's a little piece of Austin and Tyler. I don't really like that comparison, but it's just like, it's just one of the coolest parts of Tyler. You know, their food on a daily basis is outstanding, and they have a huge menu, which you don't really see at a lot of barbecue restaurants. And, you know, their breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. And they've been doing that, you know, they opened for dinner a little over 6 years ago. And, you know, being able to put out the product that they do and the amount of product that they do on a daily basis is really incredible.
I don't think people understand how difficult that is.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not 100% sure on the exact number, but when they opened for dinner in 2012, you know, they went from somewhere around like 8 or 9 employees to mid-30s, you know, so it's a huge transition and taking on that big of a menu. But, you know, everything from brisket to, you know, the pork is really good and the sausage is good, but, you know, they're famous for their baby back ribs, of course, and they're always excellent. But there's a lot of hidden gems on the menu. You know, their fish tacos are some of the best I've ever had.
How
and
cool is
I
that?
Get them frequently. So when I'm like, you know, kind of tired of barbecue, I can still go to Stanley's and eat fish tacos, or their Frito pie is actually really good. But then they just have some iconic stuff, you know, the mother clucker, which everybody knows what a mother clucker is, you know, and, you know, Jordan Jackson now at Bodacious, you know, he invented the mother clucker when he worked at Stanley's some years back. And it's just erupted, you know, since then as, you know, probably the most famous barbecue sandwich in Texas. And
oh, without
and rightfully
fail.
So, because it's the best barbecue sandwich in Texas, you know.
And for people that don't know, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I should probably explain it. Yeah. The mother clucker is...
there's 3 people that probably don't know.
Yeah. it's on jalapeno sourdough bread, and it's smoked chicken thighs with cheese and kind of the spicy mayonnaise aioli kind of stuff. And you get it with candied bacon and a fried egg. You can add guacamole to it. It's just filthy.
I want that.
It's stellar. Yeah. I know you're in California, but I'm going to go eat one in front of you right now.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, how far away are you from that? Like, are you 5
right
minutes
now,
from that?
15 minutes. Oh, 15. Yeah. So, but it's great. Their brother-in-law sandwich, which is, you know, the basic one is chopped beef, hot links, and cheese. You know, they're kind of the first guys to really, and this was 50, 60 years ago when they invented the brother-in-law, but, you know, to put cheese on a barbecue sandwich, you don't really see that often,
no.
but it works. So, so I'll go in there and just kind of do my own creations of sandwiches just to kind of try new stuff. And, but you know, top to bottom, Stanley's is great. They really set the tone for live music at barbecue.
Yeah, I was gonna say a lot of live music.
Absolutely. Six days a week they have live music. On the
Ooh.
weekends they bring in some really cool acts, and over the years they've brought in some really cool bands, and several bands that have played there, have ended up playing for me at our festival. And and Stanley's was the first place I've seen a lot of them. Stanley's was the first place I ever saw Uncle Lucius, over 10 years ago, and they became one of my favorite bands and
They're
played
really.
Red Dirt. And I've seen them probably more than any other band in the world. So they've just got the whole, they've got the kind of 360 area of just a really cool, not just a barbecue restaurant, but just a venue as well, which makes Stanley's really fun. And if you're a whiskey guy, then they have like 60 something bourbons you can try, and they do bourbon flights. And
Oh, I need to move to Tyler.
man, it's
Really?
great. Yeah. You'll make the lines even longer. But no, they deserve all the long lines. Nick and Jen Pences have really injected a lot of themselves and their personality into that restaurant over the last 10 years. And Jonathan Shaw is one of the best pit masters in the game.
Yeah, for sure.
And I can't ever say anything good enough about Stanley's, because without them, I wouldn't be employed. So
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great, and it's also they're like the basis for all of East Texas barbecue. It's just kind of like the foundation, kind of.
yeah, absolutely. And it's, when J.D. Stanley's family started it, I think it was the late 50s, early 60s, but it's been around for so long, and it's one of Tyler's oldest restaurants, especially one that's been continuously open. So it's really a staple as far as our community goes, for
Nice,
sure.
nice. Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to Nick, and we've kind of our schedules haven't coincided, but I need to talk because he's such
Plan
a.
like 6 months ahead and you might catch him.
Yeah, though that's actually far. I think it's
My
like
best friend
July.
with Nick is like, when I see him in public on accident, and I'm like, "Hey, we got to talk."
He's tall, right? Too.
Yeah, very tall. Yeah,
Just from the pictures I've seen. I
stare at his boobs when I'm next to him.
mean.
Yeah,
All right, cool. So Stanley's, you have to go at least once or twice.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you got a full day or 2 days, that's when I would head east. And first, you're gonna run into Bodacious Barbecue in Longview.
All right.
But then I just keep driving past it. But
Good idea.
I'm just kidding. Man, it is truly incredible what Jordan Jackson has done at Bodacious over the last few years. And top to bottom, it is, one of the best restaurants in Texas, and one of my personal favorites. Texas Monthly agreed when they named it number four restaurant.
Yeah.
And and before that and since then, he continuously just puts out incredible food every day. He does a lot of really cool special stuff, from his boudin to his smoked chicken with Alabama white sauce on Fridays is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. And there's nothing that Jordan has done that's been bad, because if it was bad, I would tell him. So he's I'm
It
just
would
kidding.
only happen once if
Yeah,
they did.
exactly. He just yeah, it his brisket's top five in Texas, from what I would judge it from. But I don't spend much time judging, I just eat it. But he just, I but it's when you go on the days that he has the really special stuff, from the chicken to the boudin to the
Even his
sausage.
sausages look amazing. They
Yeah.
every other day there's a new one that he came up
Right.
with. Yeah.
And he does a lot of cool, collaborative stuff with Matt Pittman at Meat Church. They did at Red Dirt this year. Matt did pork belly burn-ins and shipped them to Jordan, and he made pork belly burn-in boudin that they brought to Red Dirt together. That, had I had time to try it, I'm sure it would have been really, really good.
You
But
missed out.
I've had Jordan's boudin and I've had Matt's pork belly burn-in, so I can imagine the two together. And then yeah, it's pretty cool.
And for Matt, like just at a quick aside, like Matt Pittman, it feels like he has a restaurant in, like for Meat Church, it feels like he has a restaurant in East Texas, but it's just, he has a presence.
It just has a huge presence. Matt and Jordan and I text every day. We're good pals. And Matt and Jordan catered my wedding last month, which I was, very, very fortunate to have some probably the best wedding food of all
Oh,
time.
easily,
But
heads down.
yeah. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Still full. But we just yeah, and but there have been times where Matt will send him other stuff, or Jordan will send Matt food, and they collaborate on some really cool stuff. And that's what I really like about Jordan, is that he's extremely passionate about his product. If he doesn't like it, he's going to throw it away. And one thing that that I think he's really proud of, and I hold him in high regard, is that He's the number four barbecue restaurant in Texas. He could expand. He could, fit 300 people in a dining room and have a line for days. But he kind of, set like, this is how much food I'm going to do every day. I'm going to do what I can, but I'm not going to kill myself while I do it. So
That's
he
smart.
kind of has a very big focus on the quality of his food and, keeping that consistent. And again, every time I go, it's absolutely stellar.
I can't wait to visit. And also, too, just so people know, it's the Bodacious in Longview. So that way they know specifically because there's a number of them.
Right, it's the Bodacious on Moberly Avenue in
On
Longview. So
Marbley, yeah.
Jordan's father-in-law, Roland, started Bodacious Barbecue, many years ago, and it franchises. So the one on Moberly is the original. So when Jordan went, several years ago after he left Stanley's to reopen the original Bodacious in Longview, it's right by Laterno University. So don't the Bodacious in Hallsville is very good. The Bodacious in Marshall is good, but the Bodacious on Moberly in Longview is the one that you really want to go to.
Okay,
So
excellent.
after you leave Jordan's and get food poisoning, then I would continue heading east and go north a little bit.
He'll make a couple stops and then head east.
Yeah, exactly. Just kidding, Jordan. Riverport Barbecue in Jefferson is by far the most underappreciated and underrated barbecue restaurant in all of Texas.
I bet you that most people have never heard of it.
Right, and it's incredible, but Stephen Joseph has built a monster out there, but it's a very underrated monster. He's, he doesn't have the advantage of being in a major city. He's in Jefferson, so it's a
Sure.
little bit out of the way. Jefferson is a town like built almost entirely on tourism. They have a really cool downtown. A lot of visitors, haunted mansions and stuff like that.
That
But
sounds like my kind of place.
oh, it's a great, great town. But it's a little bit, off the beaten path. And if you're just coming out to East Texas, you can get off the interstate and get to Tyler in, 15, 20 minutes. And, in Longview, you're at Jordan's place in 10. That's not the case in Jefferson. You're about 30, 40 minutes, but
Gotcha.
well worth it. Everything Stephen does is fantastic. Brisket is some of the best around. His ribs are always good. And then he has a lot of, cool menu items that, like his swamp fries are just filthy good.
What are swamp fries?
Swamp fries, especially like if he does like the swamp fry challenge, it's like a bunch of French fries and brisket and cheese and goodness and everything like all over them.
Have to find a photo of that.
Anytime anybody ever asks me, like, I've been to Stanley's, I've been to Bodacious, and I've been to these other places, like, where do I need to go? And I always say, you should have already been to Riverport Barbecue in Jefferson, but now you need to go.
Okay. I want to interview him. I'd love to talk to him, hear his story.
Oh yeah, Steven's great. I don't know if you have like a screen big enough to encompass his 6'11" body or however tall he is. He's massive.
We'll turn it sideways. You're good.
Yeah, because he's got his arms are bigger than my thighs. So,
Okay.
but Steven, man, I can't ever say anything, good enough about Steven.
Okay.
He's awesome. Food's great, and again, easily the most underrated barbecue joint in Texas. He's in the top 50 Texas Monthly, which is
Yeah.
huge. But he's, man, it's like even then you're like, man, this guy's food is so good. This guy should have lines for days. And he gets lines quite a bit and he sells out a lot. But it's like, it's like a lot of other places. You think like, man, I would think his place would be way more crowded. But he deserves it. As far as elsewhere in East Texas, there's some hidden gems just kind of floating around. Nothing that's gonna like it's just not as saturated as a Dallas or Houston or an Austin or whatever. But a couple of like, off the beaten path legendary places. Pat G's in Kilgore, which is I've been there several times. I still can't tell you how to get there. I always have to like GPS it because it's like down like six or seven like back roads in a but it's just kind of a an old shack, honestly, over off
Okay.
Kilgore. The G family started it. Daniel Vaughn be way better at this, but decades ago, and the
Okay.
family still runs it. Food's great. It's just like a little, there's like two tables inside, so you're always sitting outside. It's very hot, but great food. Some of the best cornbread I've ever had in my life. And
Well, that's definitely worth the trip. And that's the kind of
oh
places that I
yeah,
want to hear about, and I want people to visit these places because
absolutely.
that's really what Texas is about. Is the like the there's always the popular ones. There's the ones that maybe people might not know of a little bit, but these ones are that's great. That's a great little tip.
Right. And for the for the barbecue nerds that are just gonna they drive around and they just kind of judge each place, that's not really my thing. I leave that for the critics. But also, like, a lot of these places have really cool stories. Like, the food, the food is still good, but Pat G's is a, I mean, you can just get out of your car and you look at it, you're like, wow, this is a place that that has a very rich history. And on the other side of Highway 31, about 10 minutes away, is Country Tavern, which is another legendary barbecue restaurant in East Texas. Been around for like 1 million years, I don't know. But the Pilgrim family started it, way back when. Got super famous for their baby back ribs, and they're still great. A little on the sweet side, but East Texans love that sweet stuff. So Country Tavern has participated at Red Dirt every year, and George Bush is eating there. His picture's on the
Oh, that's
wall,
cool.
and you just walk in. It's just a, it's kind of a nondescript red metal building, but the beer's really cold and the food's good. They don't have
That's
menus. It's, you go up and you order, I think it's one of three rib plates, and you have an appetizer of sausage and cheese and stuff, and that's pretty much what you're going to eat.
is very cool.
It's just, you don't have to worry about deciding what to eat, because nobody goes to Country Tavern or anything but ribs, and that's pretty much.
For East Texas, there's East Texas style. Is there? I know that East Texas is kind of known for their chopped beef sandwiches. Wasn't that something that historically it's kind of.
Right, it's kind of evolved over the years, especially as barbecue's gotten more popular and people have gotten a little bit more critical, I guess I could say. And I used to be one of those, but over the years, I really try to just let the restaurants be themselves
Same with me,
and do what
exactly.
they do well. Yeah, and
And celebrate what they are.
right, and I used to be that, like, I don't want any damn sauce on my food. I want the meat to speak for itself. However they want to give it to you is how you're probably going to eat it. So. I do try to keep the sauce on the side. Yeah, East Texas, chopped beef sandwiches is what a lot of East Texans have called barbecue for decades. Over the years, that they've learned a few things that maybe if they get it sliced and from the fatty end of the brisket, it might taste a little better than the other one. But all the joints around, those joints we talked about, they all do it well from both sides. But lots of sauce, very common, especially in East Texans. East Texas, they love to put sauce on pretty much everything. I
That's good
try
to
to,
know because something like if someone is so averse to sauce that they could be sure to make sure you say sauce on the side.
yeah, exactly. And again, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But my thing is always, like, at least try it without it. If you want to add it, go ahead.
Same with me.
I was at Stanley's many years ago, and I'm not sure Nick even knows this story, but I was sitting at a table, and this was even before they opened for dinner, I think. No, they were, it was, I was just inside at lunch, but I was sitting there with a friend eating, and I was eating ribs and he was eating ribs, and these two guys sat next to us, and they were sharing a full rack of ribs, which is, 13 ribs. They're spending a good amount of money on lunch, 20 something dollars. And the guy just takes a bottle of sauce and just douses the whole thing without even trying it. And I'm just sitting there and I'm staring at him. I'm staring at this guy, and I'm just like, I keep to myself. It's like, what are you doing, man? Like, and I keep kind of looking. The guy's like, you okay? I was like, man, like, I know you don't know me, but do you trust me right now? He's like, I guess. So I walked over, I picked up his tray, I threw it in the trash. I walked him to the counter, I bought these guys a full rack of ribs, brought it out to him. I said, I don't care if you put sauce on, but, like, just try it without, the way it is first. And that way you're trying the meat and not, I mean, I can't describe to you how much sauce this guy put on these ribs. It was like half a damn bottle. It's like, it's fine if you put some on there, man, but, like, try it without it. But
What
that's
was his
kind of a,
reaction?
he was like, yeah, it's really good. I can taste more of the rub and the things like that. Like, yeah, man, like, you're not just, like, drinking sauce while you're eating a freaking rib. But, Nick, I'm really sorry I threw that guy's food away, but I think that, I made him a winner.
And
But that just kind of,
maybe he passed it on to other people, pass pay
right,
it forward,
hopefully, hopefully. You sauce all you want, man, but it was way too much. But that's kind of like, and that's been many years, but that's kind of telling of, like, the East Texas style for a long time is just, ignorant isn't the right word, but it's just, like, not really, Central Texas is 4 or 5 hours from here. You don't get to Lockhart in 30 minutes like some people can, or Austin, or places like that. So, their style's rooted in a lot of, in very different places. So trying to get them to
Yeah,
taste
maybe
these things or
naive would be
actually,
a word. Maybe they're
yeah,
naive. I
like
don't know if
actually
that's,
taste the meat and not just like get sauce, you know? So, but that's the way I would just kind of
But also kind of explains kind of what kind of person you are that you would, that you're that passionate about it that you're like, you got to try it the real way.
It's not something I would do now. I would probably just kind of keep to myself, but back then when you get a little nerdy about things, but yeah, I
That's
hope
good.
that guy doesn't put as much sauce on his ribs now, whatever his
I hope
name
he
is.
sees this.
Yeah,
The odds aren't very high, but still.
he'd be like, yeah, I was the one who threw my food away, and I pretended to like it after that.
Now I
No.
know what his festival is.
Yeah, and hopefully he's come to that too. So,
Yeah, exactly. If he buys tickets, that's all good.
yeah, absolutely. It's been yeah, but that's kind of East Texas doesn't have as many really great joints as much as the bigger cities because we don't really have as many big cities.
But it's getting
But
there.
yeah, but the barbecue restaurants that we do have really stood out over the years and can hold their own against anybody.
Well, tell me, Chase, about the your festival, about the Red Dirt Barbecue Festival. It just passed, so how did this one go, and then how do people get on board for next year too?
Yeah, I'm still tired, that's for sure. Yeah, so a little over, I guess about a little over 5 years ago, I started the Red Dirt Barbecue Music Festival here in Tyler. So what we do is we bring in restaurants from all over Texas. For anybody who's been to the Texas Monthly Barbecue Festival, it's kind of a similar format. They just sample, we sample out from each restaurant. We just celebrated our 5th anniversary. Our first year we had 14 restaurants, and this year we had 25.
Congratulations. That's
Well, thank you. And so we kind of take that format, but also the company I work for, Town Square Media, we have 4 radio stations here in Tyler. We have a very, very prominent country station and a Texas Red Dirt show, a syndicated show called Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan that's based here in Tyler. And so we were like, well, I was just thinking to myself, like, well, let's take this concept, but add the music aspect to it. And let's kind of make it a, it's almost like a 2 festivals in one kind of situation. You've got the barbecue festival during the day, and it just kind of transitions into a full blown concert in the
perfect.
evening. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, we, just celebrated 5 years. This year went really great. 25 restaurants was, I absolutely love all those guys. And it's really validated itself among the barbecue community, which I'm very proud of because we have, Tyler Frazier comes all the way from Amarillo, and
Yeah.
we've guys that come from,
Such a great guy too.
oh yeah, South Texas. I mean, Kerrville, Buzzies in Kerrville. A bunch of guys from Austin and Dallas and Houston. We had some great newcomers this year. Pinkertons came for the first time this year. Evie Mays over in Wolfworth came. These are guys who were driving 4, 6, 7 hours to come. Evan Leroy, Leroy and Lewis came. Evan came 2 years ago when he was still at Friedman's, but now that he's got his own spot, absolutely crushed it. We were, I got to eat a spot a little while back, so I was like, dude, you've got to get back. He's like, I'm there. So,
That says a lot.
yeah, it was a great time. Aaron Watson headlined this year's show, and Pat Green was there. And that's in Pat Green was an artist I've been trying to get on our stage for a long time. So I was real.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I was real proud of that. He put on an absolutely killer show. And we've been fortunate to put some cool acts on stage over the last 5 years. Randy Rogers, Josh Abbott, Turnpike Troubadours, Cody Johnson, now Aaron Watson have headlined. So all I get asked now is who's going to headline next year, and I have no freaking idea. So
So that's not set up, but there is a specific, is there a specific date for next year already?
yeah, we're always, well, with the exception of 1 year, we are the first Saturday in May. So
Okay.
next year we are on May 4th.
Okay.
2019 tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. February 1st. That's a Friday,
Okay.
so everybody can be warned now. We sold out. We sell 3 levels of tickets. We have VIP tickets. Our general admission tickets include access to both the barbecue and the music. And then we sell like a concert only ticket, and we sold out of all of them in right at 48 hours this year. So it.
Okay, so I'll put a link to that, and then also you're building up to it. I'll make sure to
Oh
tweet
yeah.
about it and write about it because but 48 hours is quick. You gotta jump on
Yeah,
it.
and our VIP tickets sold out in less than 30 seconds this year. Last year was just
The VIP sold
last
out
year
in
was
30 seconds?
yeah, they were taken in carts in just a few seconds, and it caused a little bit of a ruckus because it was just so many people trying to buy them all at once. So we only
Wow.
sold 500 of them, and then our GA tickets lasted about 1 hour and 15 minutes,
Okay.
and we sold our last concert ticket in exactly 48 hours. And It was just crazy, humbling and very
Yeah.
crazy. But so that we're looking forward just to selling out even faster next year, which is crazy. But the cool part about the event is that we do it in downtown Tyler, around our downtown square, brick streets, old buildings, cool lights, just a really, really cool scenery that I think that our restaurants appreciate. You know, we were able to put their smokers right behind their booth, and
Oh, that's neat.
they're spread out a little bit, so they got room to breathe because we've got a lot of people who come down there, and we've sold out all 5 years now, and
Do you have
so
other
we're
hotels nearby, or is there somewhere like lodging for people? Is that something that's
we
easy to do?
partner with yeah we partner with some hotels,
Okay.
a great hotel group in Tyler that have three hotels, and but then there's you know, downtown's kind of set apart, but you can get a hotel, you know, within, you know, just a couple of miles. In Tyler, in traffic, it takes a good 15, 20 minutes because Tyler traffic blows. But, you know,
It's
other
not the
than
worst in the
that,
nation, but
say, well,
that doesn't sound.
you're in LA, so you're probably like, yeah, this guy wants to talk about traffic right now.
The weather and traffic are like my favorite thing to talk about in LA. Like otherwise, I'm always curious about other places, but
But yeah, lots of great places to stay, and it's a cool spot to have an event like that, and that's where we'll be.
nice. Well, thank you for so much for this, and thank you for putting on the festival. I think I've only heard amazing things, and it just every year it makes me jealous, more and more
Well,
jealous.
I
So
heard you're coming next year, so we'll have to make that happen.
yeah,
So.
I'll have to have my finger on the trigger for on the space bar or whatever I need to do with the mouse clicking ready to go.
Well, if not, I might know a guy, or I can definitely find a restaurant for you to help with, as those guys
Oh yeah, I don't mind. Oh yeah,
always can use it. Yeah,
that's true.
absolutely.
I know one
Put you to work with
specifically.
Jordan. He knows he needs help,
I would
so.
work for sure. I work for free. Yeah, if I can get access to the No, I
Absolutely.
just love that. I'd love to be part of it. And thank you so much for what you're doing. And thank you for taking the time to do this. I know you have an extremely busy schedule, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Kevin. I
And I'll shoot
appreciate
you.
you.